Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research. Let's start with that big idea. The fable and mythos recall expose that we have no agreed-upon standard for when an agentic model is too dangerous to run. A new paper from Carlucci and team, Exploring Systems Thinking Approaches to Loss of Control Risk, argues it's because we're looking in the wrong place.
So instead of just testing the model, they're looking at the whole deployment. How does that work?
They applied standard industrial hazard analysis, the same kind of methods used to prevent chemical spills or factory accidents, to a typical AI coding agent. And they found the failures that actually matter aren't the AI turned evil, they're much more mundane and much more dangerous.
Okay, so what are these operational hazards?
They found three big ones. First, a lot of corporate AI governance is externally unverifiable. A company can publish a glossy safety framework, but an outsider has no way to know if the feedback loops and responsibilities it describes are actually being followed.
It's a policy on a shelf, but is anyone actually doing it?
Precisely. Second, monitoring delays. You can have a perfect off switch, but if it takes you 6 hours to realize you need to press it and the agent can cause damage in 6 seconds, your control is useless. The lag is the risk.
And the third one was safeguard drift. That sounds subtle.
It's the idea that a safety control that worked perfectly on day one can quietly decay over time. It gets decalibrated by normal everyday operational changes. So the assumption that we evaluated it at launch is the very thing that can get you into trouble. You have to treat safeguards like assets that need maintenance.
So the big takeaway for anyone actually deploying these things is to hazard analyze the entire workflow, not just the model, and to budget for monitoring speed and schedule regular checkups on your safeguards.
That's it. Loss of control is an operational property of a deployment, not a static property of a model. And it turns out a whole slate of other research this week backs up this exact idea from different angles.
Right, this agentic evals crux. Three separate results that all seem to agree that you can't just certify an agent in a lab.
Let's start with the oversight game. This is a fascinating piece of control theory. It models the interaction between a human and an agent as a game, where each has to decide whether to act or to check in. The authors proved you can actually design the interface so the agent's incentive to act on its own is structurally coupled to the human's welfare.
So you make it so the AI only wants more autonomy when it's good for the user. You build the safety into the interaction, not just the model's programming.
Exactly. The control is in the relationship. The second paper looks at fairness and multi-agent systems, like a pipeline for credit scoring. It found that you can have collective bias emerge even when every single agent in the chain is individually unbiased.
Wait, how is that possible? If every part is fair, how does the whole system become unfair?
The bias emerges from the way they're connected and interact. It's a property of the whole system. This is a huge warning for anyone in regulated industries like lending or hiring. Auditing your individual components isn't enough. You have to audit the entire pipeline as one holistic entity.
Okay, and the third one has the best title, The Hot Mess of AI.
And a wild finding. It found that as models get more advanced, their failures look less like coherent goal pursuit and more like incoherent industrial accidents. And get this, the longer a model spends reasoning, the more incoherent its errors become. The problem isn't malice, it's variance.
So we're worried about superintelligent scheming, but the real risk might be a kind of chaotic, unpredictable breakdown. All three of these papers really hammer home the same point as the first one. You have to look at the whole system over time.
Which brings us to the regulators. How is policy keeping up with this system's level view of risk? We just got a major update from the European Parliament on the EU AI Act.
Right, the digital omnibus package got its final approval. What's the headline?
The headline is delay. With a vote of 423-57, they've pushed the compliance calendar back. The big obligations for high-risk systems now don't apply until December 2027, and for some products, not until August 2028. Transparency and watermarking for AI-generated content gets pushed to December 2026.
So, a sigh of relief for businesses? Do they get a reprieve?
This is the crucial point. It's runway, not a reprieve. The clock moved, but the destination didn't. The law still requires risk management, logging, human oversight, transparency. These are exactly the operational, systems-level controls that all this research we've just discussed says are essential for preventing loss of control.
So the EU is basically giving companies an extra 18 months to build the very safety systems that the science says they need. It's not an excuse to do nothing. It's time to do the hard work.
That's the honest way to frame it. They bought time to build the assurance the science demands. One small note, the council still has to formally adopt the text, so don't commit these new dates to client timelines until it's published in the official journal.
Good to know. Okay, let's wrap up with a quick look at what else we're watching.
First, the Fable and Mythos deal itself. An Anthropic executive said this week they're confident the models will be available again in the coming days. We're watching to see if the outcome is a repeatable standard for safety or just a one-off deal.
And related to that?
Anthropic's policy on the AI exponential from last week is still the closest thing we have to the kind of framework that first paper calls for: mandatory independent evaluation and government authority to block risky deployments.
And finally, back in the US?
Keep an eye on Illinois. The AI Safety Measures Act, which would be the first US state law to mandate third-party audits for frontier developers, has passed both houses and is just waiting for Governor Pritzker's signature.
So a lot of moving pieces, but the through line today feels incredibly clear. The big takeaway is that loss of control is an operational problem. You can't just score a model. You have to audit the entire system it lives in.
And that new EU AI Act delay isn't a vacation. It's the time you've been given to figure out how to do that systems-level audit properly. The work it defers is the work that actually matters.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.